We're on Daf Samachem at Beis, towards the last third of the Yomid. Mishkan Lai Bayis, this is a Baraisa. Mishkan Lai Bayis, Mishkan Lai Soda. It was a Leive that gave a Malva a Bayis or a Soda for a Mashkin. That means the Malva is holding this for security. But Omar Lai, and the Malva told the Leive, L'chshetirtze l'moicham, l'simkrem elo li bedomim halolo. Now the Mashkin was worth much more than the halva. We'll see a machlokes, Rashi, and Tosfos. Exactly what the upmach was, but Rashi learns pshat that the Malva told the Leive as follows. If you don't want to sell this mashkin, no, because of Godel, I'm holding the mashkin till you pay up the chayv. But if you ever want to sell this mashkin, I'll be meisef a little domin. That means, let's say, the chayv was $1,000. The bias was worth $5,000. He said, I'll give you another $500. And you should sell me, if you ever want to sell it, you should sell it to me, bedomim halolo. So this is a gewaldike revach for the malve. He's telling me, you don't have to sell it, but if you sell it, you should sell it to me for bedomim halolo, for a very cheap price. So the gemara also, so the braisa holds, this is also, this is ribbis, that means if he sells it to him for a cheap price, that means that was the upmach, is to sell it to him for a cheap price, so memela, that's ribbis. Bishav yayen, but what if the malve told the loive, if you ever want to sell it to me for its value? His mutter, so then there's mutter, then there's no ribbis, the malve isn't gaining anything, the loive isn't losing anything. Man tane bedomim halolo osa. Who is the tane that holds bedomim halolo osa? Omar Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua deloik Rav Yehuda. Di Rav Yehuda ha Omar tzadechot beribis mutter. According to Rav Yehuda, this is tzadechot beribis. That means there is, when this alvo was made, there were two tzadim. There's one tzad that you can pay me back the demei halva, you'll get back the mashkin. So there's no ribbis in that tzad whatsoever. There's another tzad. If you have an intent to sell this mashkin, you should sell it to me for a cheap price. And this is be'etzim nesinus ribbis. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the tzadechot beribis is mutter, so this will be mutter. According to the Rabbonim, the tzadechot beribis is also. So I saw they bring down from the Shardayim. The Shardayim asks a very pertinent question. Here we have a meridikitzir of tzadechot beribis that By selling this mashkin to the malve, he's giving ribbis. You're allowed to do this according to Rabbi Yehuda because you don't have to sell the mashkin. You could not sell the mashkin. So since there are two efsharisim, so afilu you sell the mashkin bedomim malolo, this is muta. So the Shardaya asks Akashe, a fellow will say this is not considered ribbis ktsutze, because Rabbi Yehuda was machadish that ribbis ktsutze is only if all the tzdodim, there are ribbis, that's called ribbis ktsutze. But if there's a tzad that there won't be ribbis, b'shas the ktsitze, b'shas the tnoyim were made, there's an afshoris that it does not have to be ribbis. So then, that's not called Ribbis Ktsutze. Even though, but Al Kaponim, the Shadeya asks, but why isn't it worse than Ribbis Mocheres? That means Ribbis Mocheres, Pshat is that there was no upmach to give the Ribbis, but if a person gives the Ribbis after the Halvo, to show his akoras atoiv to the malve for lending him. So al kapon, that's also midarabono. So why doesn't this go into the gather of ribbis mocheres? Because it's not ribbis ktsutze, but it shouldn't be worse than ribbis mocheres by selling, by doing such a pu'ule. So forget about the ktsitze, but why doesn't it go into the issa of ribbis mocheres? So the Shardaya says a very interesting teretz. The Shardaya says that what he's selling it to him for a cheap price, the reason he's selling it to him because he's mechuyif to sell it to him. There was an upmach. The halvo was made under a condition that if you sell this mashkin, you have to sell it to me for a cheap price. So that was the upmach. So in Chayshin Mishpat, he's mechuyiv to do this. In Chayshin Mishpat, he's mechuyiv to do this. We made an upmach, b'shas ta'albo. Now, if it would be ribbis, so it's ribbis, so not allowed to. If according to Rabbi Yehuda, this upmach is not a ribbis t'yeraise, so it's not a ribbis t'yeraise, so memela comes out. So the obligation that was put on the loive does not make it a ribbis t'yeraise. The minute it's not a ribbis t'yeraise, so that what he's giving it is not, that doesn't fall into the category of ribbis mocheres. Ribbis mocheres means that the loive is giving ribbis. Why is he giving the ribbis? Because al sakoras atoid for the halvo, so there's midarabon, you know, to give ribbis al sakoras atoid for the halvo. Here he's giving the ribbis because he's mechuyiv to do this. That means there was an agreement b'shas the halvo that if you sell this mashkin, you have to sell it to me for a cheap price. So the agreement is a mechayiv, and if minatayr it's not called ribbis, it doesn't fall to the category of ribbis mocheres because he is doing this because of the ktsitze of the agreement that was made b'shas halvo and not on his own accord. If he gives on his own accord, that's ribbis mocheres for the halvo. If he gives because of the ktsitze, so it's not ribbis whatsoever. Let us see what Rashi says. Mishkin loy Bayis Baraisi, this is a Baraisa. Bidomim halolu. Posak loy domim muotim. Lahoisef loy almoy salvo. He added a little bit more money. That means the halvo was $1,000. So he said, I'll give you another $500. Latzmiso loy imbola moicha. That means if you ever have an intent to sell it, you should sell it to me for $1,500. I mean, it's worth $5,000. Tzadecho, so the Gemara says this is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Hainami dilme loy osi lidei ribbis. Maybe it will never come lidei ribbis. The loy yirtze lemoicha loylam. He'll never be interested in selling it. Ule Rabbi Yehuda im yirtze lemoicha, if he has an intent to sell it, Mutter leze lekabele bedomim sheposak. The mitchilas ha-tanai, when they made this tanai, this agreement, tzadechotu, da have a beribis. It was only, it wasn't a halvo that was muchach to end up beribis. It was halvo that there's a possibility that it'll end up beribis. Tzadecha beribis is mutter. Zok Toisvitz. Leisimkerim elo li bedomim halolu osa. Ma shepirish pekuntres, posak loy domim muotim lo hoisif al mois halolu. That he told him that if you ever decide to sell it, I'll buy it from you for $1,500. Lamida biyodoi imbola mochoi. Now, why did Rashi say that that's Pshat and Opmach? Maybe Pshat and Opmach is, if you want to sell it, you sell it to me for the Dmei Alvo. Well, how did Rashi get to this Pshat? If you want to sell it, I'll give you $500 more. Where did Rashi get this? Maybe the Opmach was, if you want to sell it to me for the Dmei Alvo. Mishum, because Rashi had Amir de Kekashe, the lav ulcha de milso sheim chalei legamri bidmei alvo. Why should the loive ever want to do such a thing? The lama yaseke, why should he agree to do such a thing to sell it for the dmei alvo? The toiv loi shetehei betoiris mashkin. He's better off that it should remain a mashkin. Sheyiv to Mosai Sheyiv. So what is he gaining by selling it to him for $1,000? He has to give him $1,000. The while he's holding the field. So hold the field, finish. When I'll get $1,000, I'll give you $1,000. What incentive does the loiva have to sell it to him for $1,000? Shemi Shemayim. He just lost a karka that's worth $5,000. And then and he's giving them for $1,000, so why should he do such a thing? Let the malva hold it for a mashkin, and when he'll decide when he'll have money to be paid, it'll be paid to the mashkin. So that's why Rashi said, no, he gave the loive some incentive. He says, you know, if you want to sell it, you'll get an extra $500. Maybe in such a case the loive would be maskim to sell it to him. Ubachinam pirishkei. So Tosva says this was unnecessary for Rashi to say this pshat. The belav Tosva's domim poisek imoy latzmisa biyodoy in bolamochay. No, the malve can twist the loive's hand and he can make such an agreement that every, I'm lending you $1,000. I have this field as a mashkin. If you ever decide to sell it, so you sell it to me for $1,000. Now, why should the loive agree to this? The sheyitrak oisai malve mimo oisov. When the malve will put pressure on him, I have your karka. You owe me money. I want you to pay. And he'll be doichikim. Al kain ye zokik lif doiso. So he has to do something. That means l'chayre, the malva calls him up each night, 2 o'clock in the morning, and he tells him, what's with $1,000 you owe me? Now how long can you live without sleep? This is one night after another night. And they'll tell him, al kain ye zokik lif doiso. So he, give me the money. So he says, I don't have the money. So oilamaycha, so sell it to me. Sell it to me. The Yelis HaShacham asks, he doesn't understand what kind of a tviya there is that the loive should sell it. The loive is not mechuyev to sell his nechosim to pay a pachoyv. The din is bezin can be goyve the chayv. That's what Bezin can do. So he says, if Bezin will be goyve the chayiv, that's the Yelis HaShachas kasha. If Bezin will be goyve the chayiv, so Bezin, they have a field that's worth $5,000. So Bezin will be goyve, Bezin will give him a chelik of this field for which worth $1,000. He doesn't understand the cheshbin of Tosfos. Tosfos says, he's gonna twist his arm. He's gonna tell, either give me $1,000 or sell it. So the Yelis HaShachas is that there's no chayv, and we made up, if you sell it, you sell it to me for $1,000. So he says, there's no chayv in the loive to sell his nechosim, number one, if you need money, I don't have money, so you know what, so let Bezin be goyva from this karka. And the karka is worth $5,000, so Bezin will give you a fifth of the karka. I don't understand clearly the sheyitchay koyse malva mimoisav. What's the leisia like in Oisha that, and all of a sudden the Taisu says the malva will be doichikim. V'im taima. Okay. Al Koponim, we have here, over here, a case that Mishkin Lai Bayis. He made a Mashkin. There was a Mashkin for a Bayis. He bought $1,000 on the Bayis is a Mashkin. And the Malva made up with the Leiv, if you ever sell this field, you have to sell it to me, either for the Mei Alva, or a little bit more. That was the Mach. So the Gemara says, this is Sadechot Beribis, according to Rabbi Yudel Bimuta, according to the Chomim, you're not allowed to do it, because this Opmach is an Opmach of Ribis. Vim Toima, Amai Asrinin Hocher, why is this also? Because now the Kamon, we learned further, Ilvo Al-Sadeyu. He lent him money also there, it means the sod is a mashkin. But Omar, im I atanoisenli, mikan vad gimel shanim. He told him, if you won't pay me in 3 years, that's the second bov of the Mishnah, arehi shali. Now, the Mishnah is speaking about, this is going to speak about this soon, this sod is not the worth as much as the halva. It's worth much more than the halva. Now, we have here a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that he lent him money on a soda, which is a mashkin, and he told them, listen, either you pay me up in 3 years, or the soda is mine. So, l'chayre, and the soda is his, and he keeps the soda that's worth $5,000, and there it's muta. And here, when he made it night, if you sell it, should only sell it to me for $1,000. This is Sadechot Beribis. And over there, it's Mutal Libe the Kul Alma. That's Taisvis Kasha. Lavor Sadev Omala, Imiata Naisli Mikan Vad Gimushonim, Arehu Shali, Arehu Shali. Mistoma Ayri Bilakech Bepochas Mishabim. Mistoma, the Mishnah, I mean, that's the whole, what's the Mechuvan of the Malva to say such a thing. Mistoma, it's speaking about that the field was worth $5,000. And he said, if you don't pay me up in 3 years, I get the field. Vechem Ashme Big More, Lekamon Dav Samachvo, Lekamalacham At Mois, Lekamal Kinegan Mois, of the Gemara says, if this upmach was made b'shas alvo, then after 3 years he gets the whole karka. If the upmach was made after the alvo, he only can take kineged mois of only $1,000. About kaponim, we see that the karka is worth much more than $1,000. V'yesh loima, to some of the kikashim. So Taisa says like this, the lamai the mukilo ma'achshav osi shapin. Later there's a man, we have to understand, let's just explain a little what the Gemara later is speaking about. The Gemara speaks about the concept of an asmachta. An asmachta means that a person guarantees someone that something will occur, and the reason he guarantees him because he thinks it will occur, but then the yenna still has heart palpitations, so he tells him, you know, if it won't happen, you can have this and this and this. So, and that is Bamison, the case of the Mishnah. That means he told them he's lending him money. He told them, listen, I want to get paid in 3 years. I don't want this to be a vol and eight of Netzachim. I want to get paid. No, Shaila, I'll pay you back in 3 years. But still, Yenna has, listen, but if you don't pay me back in 3 years, I want this field, I want that this field should belong to me. And the loiv is maskim. No problem. Now, the reason the loiv is maskim is because, Itaka thinks he'll zicha pay him back in the 3 years. He didn't. I mean, he's saying a mouthful over here. If he won't pay back in 3 years, he's going to get a karka that's worth $5,000. Why should he be masking for such a shtus? But he's masking because he's under the impression this will never occur. He'll zicha pay up in the 3 years. Lamais Nebuch, He was unable to pay up in these 3 years. Now the Malva wants to take this karka. So the shaila is, did he really mean it? Didn't he mean it was with his only said to comfort the Malva? But since it was said, that's the shaila smachta kanya, smachta le kanya. That is the sugya over there. So the Gemara says later that could be a smachta le kanya. Speaking about, he said ma'achshav. He said that, and he said, ma'achshav, it should belong to you. And ma'achshav takes off the chesaron of asmachta. That we'll get in later. That means if he's giving it, that means if he says, I'll give you later. So could be then he really doesn't mean what he's saying. He'll give later. He thinks the later will never come. But if he gives right away, so that shows that he really means what he's saying. So Taisva says, so if it is speaking about that he said ma'achshav, so now it's a different ball game. Now Pshad is like this. Pshad is, they say, if I pay you up in 3 years, it's good. If I don't pay you up in 3 years, so the money you gave me, $1,000 you gave me, was not the May Mech, the May Halvo, it was the May Mekach. That was the Abmach. The Abmach was that if I don't pay you in 3 years, so the money you gave me now was the May Mekach for this field. So Mamela, since he said, Ma'achshav, there's no chesaron of Asmachte, but we gain another Nikude. So then there's no Shail of Ribbis. That means Taisus asked Akasha, why isn't this a Shail of Ribbis? He told them, if I don't pay in 3 years, you can get a $5,000 field for $1,000. So Taisus says, if the Gemara is speaking about, the woman, the Yama says it is speaking about, that he said Ma'achshav. So if he said Ma'achshav, so it's a different sugya. He said, if I pay up in 3 years, $1,000 is alvo. If I don't pay up in 3 years, $1,000 you gave me was to buy this karka now. You were kind of the karka right away. So if you were kind of the karka right away, there never was a alvo. So if it never was alvo, there's no ribbis. So that's what Taisvah's Teretz is. Yishloima, demai demuki lo. The Amalei Knima Achshav Osi Shapel. So then Bechlal, there's no problem. It's not a halvo, and if you don't pay up, you'll have to give me a $5,000 karka for $1,000. If you don't pay up in 3 years, so it was the Mea Mekach, and it was sold to you from right now. They have a yavo. Bafilu Laman the Muki Lo. But there's one man, the Yama, that holds it speaking about, he didn't say Me'achsha. Now, if he didn't say Me'achsha, so now we have a problem. Let's again realize our problem, that he told them, I'm lending you money, if you don't pay me up in 3 years, I'm getting this kaka, which is worth $5,000. So they said, I'm the kakasha, so this should be ribbis. Here we say, if he told them, I'm lending you money, and if you ever sold the car, you have to sell it to me for $1,000. This is Sadech of Beribis. And here the Mishnah says that if he told them, if you don't pay up in 3 years, the car belongs to me. It's Mutter. So, why isn't it Sadech of Beribis? Zuktais was a very interesting talent. Zuktais was as Now Taisa says like this. Let's first go to the beginning. Taisa says, in the case of the Mishnah, he told me, if you don't pay me up in 3 years, the karka belongs to me. The karka is a $5,000 karka, and the karka belongs to me. So Taisva says that in that case, Be'etzim, the loiva has a $5,000 karka. In the 3 years, he doesn't have the, that was an upmach. If you don't pay up in 3 years, I get this karka. In these 3 years, the loive has the opportunity to take this karka and sell it for its value. It's a $5,000 karka. Can take this karka and sell it for $5,000 and pay him up with the $1,000. That means that he was not forced at all to give ribbis. It means he was given 3 years to pay up the chayv. He has a karka which is worth $5,000. So lemaisa, in order that the tenai should not be niskayim, he can go and sell the karka and give him the $1,000 and leave $4,000. He was not forced to give him anything. Fine. Let's just go in our case. In our case, he's forced, he says. If he doesn't have any money, tell him, if you sell the karka, you have to sell it to me for $1,000. So, Mamela, here there's a chayv, and the chayv is mechayev de loive, if you sell that, if you sell this karka, which is a $5,000 karka, sell it to me for $1,000. This is a chayv with a hischayvis of ribbis. That's awesome. It's awesome. Sadechet b'ribbis. But it's a chayv that's the hischayvis. Over here, he told them, if you don't pay me in 3 years, I get the karka, which is a $5,000 karka. So Taisva says, here, he had the loive had a murdik opportunity. His hands weren't tied. He could sell this karka, and during these 3 years, make $5,000, and give him $1,000. Uchshehu meiniach loikulo. Now, if he doesn't do it, he doesn't sell the karka, the 3 years pass by, and the malve gets the karka, which is worth $5,000. Einoi oise mishum ribis. He's not doing it because of ribis. Elamilsa ba'al mehuda ovad shemochal loy bechino. Amaridik ezach. Taisva says that here he was not at all forced to give this person ribis. That means the ktsitsa of the halva was, if you don't pay me in 3 years, I get the karka. Now, this loive was not at all forced in any way to give him this $5,000 karka. In the 3 years, he can sell the karka, pay up the chayv, and get $4,000. Now, the malve decided not to do it. He wasn't forced, there was no ktsitsa, there was nothing. He decided not to do it. So after the 3 years passed by, the malva takes the karka, Shalom al Yisrael, the malva takes the karka. So Taisva says, so why did the loive agree to do this? So it's a matona ba'alma, milsa ba'alma hu da'ovid, shemocha loy bechino. He wants to give him a karka for $5,000. Shemocha loy bechino. So the Achrayim ask a kasha, the Chedushi Yorim, the Shardaya ask a kasha, but this shouldn't be worse than Ribis Mucheres. That means, fine, Ribis Mucheres means the Chayvis, he wasn't forced to do it, but Ribis Mucheres means that I paid up the Chayv, next day, I send you a bouquet of flowers. What's a bouquet of flowers? It's not Shavuos. What's a bouquet of flowers? Bouquet of flowers. You lent me $1,000. I paid up the chayv. Want to show my hakaras atayv? I send you a bouquet of flowers. So it's a matone ba'alme, a matone from the loive who's hamakircha v'loive nefesh. That's the bouquet of flowers. So that's called ribis mucheres. So, frekt the Chedush Yerim and the Shar Deye, so why, he wasn't forced to do it. Let him have the karka, that's what it's mochalei bechina. Yeah, but that's called Ribis Mocheres. That is the kasha that the Gedolei Achayim asked, the Chedush Yerim and the Shar Deye. Chedush Yerim says, Amar Deke Chedush. Chedush Yerim says, when the Mishnah brings down the the Issa of Ribbis Mucheres, so it says, when he sent him the Ribbis Mucheres, Bishvil Ma'ei, he put a thank you card, Bishvil Ma'ei Secha Shoye Beteil, says, he wrote something also, didn't say Stamazai, a good Shabbos, he wrote him, you know, he lent me money, paid up the chayv, I'm sending you a bouquet of flowers, Bishvil Ma'ei Secha Shoye Beteil, says, that the whole, that means like this, if in the middle of the halva, I still owe you money, we had before, a loive should not rent out to the malve, that means like this, I lent you $100, now the malva comes to the loive. No, I see you have a house for rent. The price is $100 a month. Maybe you lend it to me. You rent it to me for $75. No problem. Gomeshka didn't say anything. It's an issa. That's an issa of ribis. So he says, why is there an issa of ribis? He's still a loive. He owes you money, and you're renting him now with a discount. So, hopefully he didn't say a word. He lent you money, and now you're renting him, so we see already the ribbis. That is Kozman, the halvor is still in existence. The minute the halvor is paid up, that means he lent you $100, there was no maf whatsoever. He lent you $100, he paid back the $100. The next day he comes, you know, I see you have a house for rent. Could you rent it to me for $75? Zok techadushirim, that's mutter. If we'll start talking, you know, I rented you that, then it's awesome. You start talking, you say, no, I'll do it for you because you did me a favor, you lent me the money. That's awesome. Ribbis mocheres is only also if we are mekasha the matone to the halva, and we say lochel bitchatana. As I state the Mishnah, bishvil ma'aseh shayu betelis esli. Then ribis mocheres is also. But if the halva is over, and now I'm doing you a toive, which perhaps I never would have done if it wouldn't have been like this, but I'm doing you now a toive, and I'm not saying the reason why I'm doing it. That's mutam. So that's how the Chiddush Arim wants to say Pshat and Tosfos. That means like this. He lent him $1,000. He said, you have to pay me up in 3 years. If you don't pay me up in 3 years, I'm taking this field. Now, this person in these 3 years, he had no problems in paying up the $1,000 because the mashkin was worth $5,000. He had no problem at all to pay it up. So Mameli wasn't forced to give him a penny more than the Chavi could have sold the karke and got $500,000, give him $1,000 and a good talk. He didn't do anything. After the 3 years, he says, no, that was Dabmach, yeah, that's Dabmach. So the chayv is ending with the gvias karke, and he's getting a $5,000 karke, but since nothing is being mentioned, there's no issa of ribis mocheres, that's what the Chiddush Arim says. The Shardaya wants to say a different teretz. Shardaya wants to say that the whole issa of ribis mocheres is the chayv was paid up and he's getting a bouquet of flowers. So that's a chayv plus a bouquet of flowers. Goodness, later. That's ribis mocheres. I feel you don't say anything. But if I'm meisel gaboch, that means I'm giving you this karka for the chayv. It's a $5,000 karka, and I'm giving it to you for a $1,000 chayv. Since I'm not giving you something, I could sometimes give you something for cheap. So, meisel gaboch by ribis mocheres is mutter. So, bekitzer, we have here a yesoidistik toisvis, that toisvis just was mavaya, that there was no tzitze that's forcing him to give ribis. The loive had the easiest opportunity to avoid paying this extra money. If he did it on his own accord, It's not called Ribbis Mocheres, either because he's not Meforish, or because it's Meisel Gaba. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Mochaloi Bayis, Mochaloi Sode, Vomaloi, Lechshiyiyu Li Mois Hachzirem Li, Osa. Now, the Zamoicher, who is in reality Aloivim, he had to sell his house, but he told the Lekeach, who's in reality Amalvim, he told him, like, if I'll have money, I want you to return the house. So that means, and the Pashtus is, it should be Al-Havol L'Mafreya. And this is poshut the case of Bote Yerichayme, which and he told them that that's what the but you have other cases here also. So the Meicher told the Lekeach, listen, I'm selling you this house, but I'm making a clear understanding. If I get money, you have to give me back the house. And then it was never a Mecca; it was a Halvo. Then he was living in the house for free. Right. If I don't get money, it's a Mecca. So this is a tzad echad beribis. We'll see. Mochalei bayis, mochalei sada. V'amalech sheyilei mois achzirem li osa. That's also, that's tzad echad beribis. Not according to Rabbi, this is also. That means there's one tzad, you'll give back money, and he lived there for free. And so this is also. What if the lekeach said, the Moicha didn't say a thing. The Moicha didn't say, he's selling the karke, for $5,000, he's selling the house, and, remember the tears are streaming down his nose, he's selling it, finished, $5,000. The Lekeach says, you know what, whenever you'll have $5,000, you give me back the $5,000, I'll sell you the house. We'll see. Then, so that's mutter. Achzirim loch mutter. Give me back the house. Fine. Akoponim, so it's totally who made the condition. If the moicha made the condition, it's also. If the lekeach made the condition, it's mutter. We'll see so. Mantana, but akoponim, when the moicha made the condition, we say it's also. Mantana. Right? Not like Rabbi Yehuda. Frag the Gemara, Maishna Reishe or Maishna Seife. So now, what's the chilek? Who made this condition? The Moicha made the condition, the Lekeach made the condition, but there's a condition that's now made. And the condition means that if you give back money, L'chayr will be alvod, and never was a Mecca. So, what's the nafke mina, who is going to make the condition? Omar Rove, Sefer de Omale mi daite. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Mochaloi bayis, v'nosan loi kodom, if he paid for the house. V'omaloi moicha, amanasken ani moichaloch, I'm gonna sell you this house on the condition. Look, sheyiyu li mois, if I'm gonna get back money, I'll get money. Hachzirem li, give me back the house, v'tu meisech, and take your money. Also, din nimtze, what pshat in this upma? Shein zemecha, that means if you have the money, I have to give you back the house. So that means I didn't buy it. So then, pshat is, if I have money, so it's a halvo, and that was your house, and you're living there for free, so it's a halvo. And that was your house, and you're living there for free, so it's a what if the lekeach said this? When you'll have money, I'll see him loch. Halekeach amalai me'ei love kain. He told this without, on his own accord. Muta l'kami meforish type. Now, first the Gemara says man tane aisokoi. Here it says it's also who's the tane? The like Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara asks, but fine. But why, if the lekeach makes the same agreement, it is muta. So the Gemara says ochi gasin the domalei midatoi im erze ach zirei. So Rashi says the lekeach is speaking about, the case is speaking about that the lekeach said, if you'll give me money, if I'll want, I'm not forced to give it back to you. I bought the house on all conditions. But I'm just telling you, if I'll want, I'll sell it back to you. So it comes out, there's no obligation, mitzidi. Im erzem, achzirem, veloy shetitvieini bedin, hilkach muta. Dinami chazer vekibel ma'oisov, if he took the money, ad achshav shaloy oisov. He didn't say, I'm obligated to give you the house. I said, if I want, I'll give you the house. You know what pshad is? So pshad is, ad achshav shaloy oisov, till now, the house was mine. And if I want, I'll sell it back to you. That's what I'm telling you. V'chazer o'moichaloy. Aval reishi sha'al kolchach tzorich lahavzer. The reishi, when the moicha made this, now listen, if I have money, you have to give it back to me. So you have to give it back to me. Is it sold or not sold? So that's the condition. Is, tzorich lahavzer is mikor lamechus. A kolchach, that's not a mecha, that's potmach. If I give you the money, so there never was a mechach, and this was a halvo, and I'm going to pay back the halvo, you give me back the house. Yeah. Zaktaisvis, the Shayili Mois Achzirem Li Osa, the like Rabbi Yehuda. That means, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is Mutter. Why is it Mutter? It's Sadechot Beribis. That means, I'm selling you a car, okay? There's a possibility, I'll never give you back the money, so then it's a mecha. It's a pure mecha. There's a possibility, I'll give you back the money, then it's a halvo. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Sadechot Beribis is Mutter. The like Rabbi Yehuda. Faktaisvis, v'loi dom, mi'le mashkanta, v'loi nach yosof. Faktaisvis, amir dikikashe. There's a Gemara later that says as follows. Reuven lends Shimon $1,000, and Shimon gives him a mashkin, a field. And the upmach is like this. Reuven says, Kozman, you don't pay me back. I'm going to eat the peiros. We won't deduct anything. You don't pay me back. I have the field. I eat the peiros. You pay me back. I'll give you back the field. No problem. So that's mashkanta beloy nach yosa. That means he's taking a mashkin. And we're not deducting the chilas peiros from the chayv. That means I'm eating the peiros. You pay me back. You get back the field. But, so there it says that it's also. And there no one says according to Rabbi Yehuda it's mutter. So now, l'cheira Taisus said, amur de kekashe. Taisus said, akashe. I mean, there's also tzadechet beribis. That means maybe he'll never pay him back. So it's a mecha. I mean, if he'll never pay him back, it's a mecha. If he will pay him back, it's alvo. But there the Gemara doesn't say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's muta. There it says, it's osa, period. Here it says, if I'll give you back the money, you give me back the house. So, but here it's the like Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the difference? This is how you say this, the Ketaisu. So Ketaisu is, the hoche im lo yifte, Taisu says, amoyer de kizach. The upach was, the moicher who sold the house, he told him, if I give you the money, moicher told the lekech, if I give you the money, now I'm 20 years old. Rochlem is 120. If I give you the money, you have to give me back the house. But what if I don't give you the money? That means he dies. The moicher dies. He is Yoshim. Then, and it's finished. The omach was, that means there's a tzad. If I don't give you the money, it's going to be a mecha. If I don't give you the money, it's going to be a mecha. That means there's an efshores, it can be a mecha. The moicher has the right kol yomov to give him the money. But kol yomov. The minute the moicher dies,
It's finished. It's a mecha. And Be'emes, in the Mekor of Rabbi Yehuda, was Bota Yerichayma. Bota Yerichayma was mamish this case, but much better. He had a year to give back the money. That means, if I give you the money in a year, it's a halva. If I don't give you money, back the money in a year, it's a mecher. So that means, there's a tzad mecher over here. That means, I have a year to, I can make it a halva. That's true, and then it'll be ribbis. But, it's movable, this. I can make it a halva, but there's a time that it won't be a halva, it'll be a mecher. I bought here a chayme after a year, it's going to be a mecher. Atnai is, the life of the Moicher. Kozman, the Moicher is alive. He says, if I give you the money, that was, yeah. If the Moicher, Avo Mashkante, but a Mashkante beloy nechyoso, that means a Loive gave a Mashkin to the Malva, the Malva is eating the Peiris. Till when can the Malva eat the Peiris? Till we'll get up to, till we'll get paid up to Choyt. When can that be either? I'll pay you up to chay. My children will pay you up to chay. The grandchildren, it's irrelevant. We always have a chance to pay up to chay. Till then, you eat the payers. So that's not called tzavechet beribbis. That is called, it's a halva. It's always a halva. It never will be a mechad. It's not tutzdodim. It is not tutzdodim. Avo mashkanta yechaylem loylem liftois, oi hu a Yoshev. Avo kan nehedu hu yachal liftois, Yoshev en yechaylem liftois. So Taisa says, Amoyedik Yisod, Taisa says, Tzad Echad Beribis is only if there's a zman that'll have to be a mech. It could be alvo, it could be, but there's a zman that it has to be a mech. That's called Tzad Echad Beribis. But if it is, it is always a potential avoy. Can always, but that's not called tadechet beribus. Rabbi Kiveg over here asks a kash on this taisvus. Atzorich iyun. Rabbi Kiveg asks on the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says that Rabbi Meir said that if you sell a shul, they were forced to sell a shul. So the din is that when they sell the shul, they make up with the koinim that if we'll ever get money, we have to give us back the shul. That's the only way you can sell the shul. So that means the shul is not sold, that's the cover of the shul. It's not sold the chalut, we're selling it to you, but we have the afsharis to be paid the shul. Now, and the Gemara says, Rameya, Yalfak Ab Yehuda, Sanechet Beribis is Mutter. Over there by the shul, there the tzaddin in the shul, you could always be paid at the Yoshim. That is pshat Rameyas Nai, that there's always a schus for the Moichim, the Yoshim Moichim, to get it back. So he says, it doesn't stim with this taisus. That's Rabbi Kivega's akashe, he lies with this kashe. Let us go a little further. Ahu Gavre. Here, a very interesting story. The Zovin Le Ara Le Chavre Shaloi Ba'achayis. We have here a Moichan a Lekeach. The Moicha sold this karka to Lekeach, Shaloi Ba'achayis. What does that mean? That meant that if my Balchoy will take it away from you, I'm not Mekabal Achayis. I'm not Mekabal Achayis. I'm selling it to you. My Baal Chayv comes and takes it away. I hear Baal Chayv is a lien on the car. If he takes it away, I'm not Mekabal Achayis. Now we'll see in Taisus, the Lekech wanted the karka, and he was maybe, no, the Meicha was firm. I'm not Mekabal Achayis. The Lekech didn't have an Eitzis. He was hoping for his best, Hashem Yerachem, maybe the Maal will not take away this karka. Chosye, now the Moicha saw the Havaka Otsev. He sees this like Kayach. Never, he's so sad and so not so up. Somehow his heart already, he had a chmonis on him, man. Amalei, Amaya Tzivis. Why do you feel bad? I'm telling you. The Meicher told him, Itol falami noch, if the Malve will take away the karka from you, magvina loch shufcha shvoche upeche. I'll give you from my karkois, shufcha from the idiots of my karkois, I'll give you shvoche upeche. Whatever you invested in the karka, I'll give you from my karkois. The peches that grew when it was by you, I'll give it back to you. Smile! Don't worry about it. Told him. Omar Ameima, so Ameima said, Ptumi Mili Balmo. This was just said that he should smile, that's all, but it doesn't mean anything. And Choshem Mishpat, we'll see Klal and Toisvis, and Rashi, we were talking about that the whole Mekach was made under this condition that he's not Mekabel Achayis. That was the whole thing. At the end, he sees Nebuchadnezzar, he's Otzev, he wants to be Mesameh Chayid, so he tells him, don't worry, I'll take care of it. If the Malva takes away, I'll take care of it. So Ameima said, these words are worthless. They don't mean anything. Pitumin mili ba'alma. Why is it Pitumim? He said. So he answered him, given the lekeach boy lasnui, this t'nai that I'm buying it, that you should be makabel achayis, this t'nai the lekeach should make. That's normal. That means I'm buying it for you and I want a guarantee. Now the lekeach, we'll see in Taisis, the lekeach was trying, listen, I want to buy Yishmi Kabbalah Chayis. And he said, no. Fine. So the Lekech is the one that should make this Tanai. If the Lekech made this Tanai, so finish. So then the Meicher is obligated. Now the Meicher said, I'll take care. He's not the one that should make this Tanai. The one who normally should make this nai is the lekeya. Amrit pitumi mili balmahu. So that's why it's pitumi mili. So it doesn't, he said it since he's not the baldovo that should have said it. So pitumi mili balmahu. So, like the gemara elo masnise diktoni, we learned abaraisa, lach sheyiloch mois arzoloch. The Meicher told him that when you'll have money, I'll give you back the kark. So who should have made this tonight? The Meicher, the boy last night. The Meicher should have made this tonight. Listen, I'm selling you a kark. Under the condition, if I have money, you have to give me back the kark. Meicher lo yasni. The Meicher did not make the tonight. Lekeich kamasni. Lekeich made the tonight. Lekeich said, Va amrina we yes before. Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seif. We asked Akasha, why in the Seif, is it Mutter? It's not Ribbis. He said he'll give it back. Rava said the Seif, it means he said, I'm not obligated to sell it back to you. I'm just telling you, if you want, I'll sell it back to you. Time the omalei midaita. So the whole reason is because he said the ferish midaita. Halei omalei midaita. Lemrinim ptumi mili baalmahu. So you see, not the way Ameima said. Omalei nasa kimand omalei midaita. No, that gufe is pshat. Not that Rove meant to say that he said the ferish, if I want to, I'll sell it. Since there's no obligation on the lekeach to give it back because it is p'tumei mili, so that's why. So there's no obligation. So if he gives it, so there's no obligation. So if he gives the money and he decides to sell it back, he's selling it back, but there's no shaila of ribbis. Zot Rashi. He told him beforehand, "If my balchayv will take lachzel lachlum, for in the parish lehochi bedim b'shtar di mistame, if he didn't say mekmine kirove da amach aistar sofer." But this is a normal chelik of a mecha, though it's not written the shtar, I assume that the mecha, they forgot to, the sefer forgot to write in the shtar. Magvine shufre shvocha peri mi idi shebin nachose efroloch, as a shvach, she tushbich, a perish, she yitrufu mi mecha. If you wouldn't have said me daite, so then it would be ribis. Yes, to solba. But me neptum mili nina. Oiv le asni moicha. Amalei, ho de rabbe, rove nase keme me daite itma. Hochi amarovale. Meister reishi meister seif. Amarove seif, keep the boy moicha asni, oiv le asni. Balakei, ach komalei, mi navshei, nase kemalei. So it's equivalent, like you said, midate achzireno imerz. Vafa gav loy pirish midate. Command the Polish domi. Vein olav lochayfay. Ilkechinami adrina hashtu dahoda zovin lohu.